This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Visitors from certain U.S. states will have to quarantine for 2 weeks if they want to go to New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Governors of the northeastern neighboring states made the announcement Wednesday in order to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus. The order applies to residents of Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah, all of which have reported a rising number of new cases in recent weeks. The tri-state quarantine mandate was issued the same day the U.S. reported more than 36,000 new COVID-19 infections. That's the highest one-day number of new cases since late April. The U.S. leads the world in both total number of infections and deaths, with more than 2.3 million cases and nearly 122,000 deaths as of early Thursday. That's according to Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center. Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for COVID-19, with the regional death toll surpassing 100,000, with more than half, 54,000, in Brazil. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the number of coronavirus cases throughout the world could reach 10 million next week, a sharp increase from 9.3 million cases. Senegalese President Macky Sall will self-quarantine after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The president's office issued a statement late Wednesday saying the move is a precaution on the advice of doctors, and the president did test negative for the virus. So far, Senegal has confirmed more than 6,100 coronavirus cases and 93 deaths. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Wall Street main indexes opened lower on Thursday following their worst day in 2 weeks. This as investors were unnerved by an alarming rise in new COVID-19 cases and an elevated weekly jobless claims number. The number of U.S. workers claiming unemployment compensation declined last week. Nearly another 1.5 million laid-off U.S. workers filed for unemployment. 14th straight week, the figure had dipped, but the figure was down only slightly from just above 1.5 million each of the last 2 weeks. All unusually big figures for the world's largest economy. Thousands of U.S. businesses have reopened after the shutdowns mandated 3 months ago by the pandemic, but many are still laying off workers. The Eiffel Tower, one of France's most iconic landmarks, reopened for the first time Thursday, the opening coming after it was forced to close its doors for months due to the coronavirus. France was hit badly by the virus, recording nearly 30,000 deaths and more than 161,000 confirmed cases, as President Emmanuel Macron faced heavy criticism regarding his government's management of the outbreak. Reinstating access to the famed site is yet another sign of Europe's slow recovery as the continent struggles to balance restarting the economy with public safety concerns. Japan's defense minister Taro Kono said Thursday the country will not deploy the U.S.-made land-based Aegis Ashore missile defense system. It was intended to protect Japan from North Korean threats. The announcement comes 1 week after Kono said the deployment would be suspended due to the safety of civilians near the Mutsumi base in Yamaguchi. A discovery was made in the current design of the system that it could not be guaranteed rocket boosters from the missiles would not fall outside of the base. Australia's largest airline plans to cut at least 6,000 jobs and keep 15,000 more workers on extended furlough as it tries to survive the coronavirus pandemic. Chief Executive Alan Joyce says the airline has to become smaller as it braces for several years of lower revenues. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Thursday his chief of staff and Mexican ministers for the economy and foreign affairs will join him on his upcoming visit to Washington, D.C. to meet President Donald Trump. López Obrador said Wednesday he would likely meet with his American counterpart in early July to mark the start of a new North American trade deal. More international headlines on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.